to the state that we were previously at. That's what forgiveness is. You know, God doesn't forgive us and then we jump up three levels of spirituality. But he restores us to the state we were before we sinned. So we get a fresh new start every time that God forgives us. In 1 John, 1 John, chapter 1, look at verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. And do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate. We have a lawyer. I spent some time this week in the lawyer's office. He's my advocate. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Now, if you take that verse just as it is, and people say, see, God died for everybody. No, he didn't. He is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. If the whole world would repent of their sins, God would save them. But the only reason that he forgave me was that he made me alive. I'm against abortion. And I believe everybody in this building is. But that sweet little baby came from his mother's womb speaking lies. But God shows mercy. And if that baby dies, every aborted baby, thousands and thousands of them, are in glory right now. And you don't have to agree with me on this point, but I know I'm right. They're not babies. They're 33 and a third years old. That's what I'll be in glory. Now, you know, when I look at people that are close to my age, that excites us. I'm not going to be in heaven, not hearing, not seeing, and around on a crutch or a wheelchair. Because God is a God of love. John's first epistle declares that God is light, God is love, and God is life. And for you to have life, you must have light. These people that are alcoholics, drug addicts, sex addicts, money addicts, we can go on and on and on. They're not really living because their whole focus is on one thing. But a child of God, their focus is on doing the will of the Heavenly Father. He knows we got to live. And believe me, it's going to take more to live the next few years than it ever has. But God's able. God brought me through all these years. He's not going to turn his back on me now. John emphasizes three major truths concerning light, as we read our text here in 1 John 1:5 through 2:2. He emphasized three major truths concerning light. Light depicts God's character. Jesus is the light of the world. God's light shines into the hearts of His elect to regenerate them. When you're lost, your heart was dark and depraved. You live for yourself. Oh, some lost people can have some good features. I've said this before. I haven't said it in a while, but there are lost people that I would trust to take my wife to the doctor if I wasn't able to. There's some saved people, I wouldn't want them within 100 feet of my wife if I wasn't there. He said, how can you say that? Not everybody that says I am is. God said, by our works we will be known. By our fruits we bear. Third, God is light, and light reveals sin in the lives of a Christian. See, a Christian is under the Word, and if that person doesn't repent, they become very restless. You know, if you ever, you know, I was one of 14 kids, you know, and if something went on, she did it. He did it. It was always one of the siblings did it. It doesn't change unless we have Christ in our heart. So, the three major truths concerning light is that light depicts God's character, God's light shines into the heart of His elect, and God's light reveals sin in the lives of Christians. If you're saved, if you're doing wrong, nobody has to tell you. You'll know it. There's just something missing. Christian can't lie and steal and be unfaithful to their wife or husband, or they just can't live with any peace. light depicts God's character, because 1 John 1:5, we know that he said, you know, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare on him, that God is light.
In him is no darkness at all. Not one flaw that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's hard now to recommend somebody. Really is. Because if that person is not saved and indwelt of God,
he's capable of doing anything the lost man is. And that's what is hard for us to see. A child of God gets out and they do something real bad, and everybody says, but they're a Christian. Are they? They may be. But how they deal with that will determine. You want to go back to the 51st Psalm? When God got finished with David, he took his child, but he confessed what he was. But it took, I believe, the life of his child. And when it was all over, what did David say? That child's not coming back. But I can go where that child's at. See, I've got two brothers. They're not coming back except through the rapture. But I can go with them. Light is self-manifested. Men see by means of light, but they do not see light itself. God, too, is invisible. Light is transparent. Transparent describes the purity of God's character. There's no sin in God at all. Not one flaw that is in the life of our Lord and Savior. Look at Hebrews 13 and verse 8. Hebrews the 13th chapter and the 8th verse. God says here, Jesus Christ is saying yesterday and today and forever. Christ never loves me less . Do you love your child less when they disappoint you? You're disappointed, but you don't love them less. When they disappoint you, it may cause you to pray for them even more. God is light. And if he's loved me less because I disappointed him, then he would have some of the same qualities that I have, and he doesn't. He's light. And in him is no darkness at all. According to Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, God changes not. Changes not. You know. There is no variableness or shadow or turning with him, according to James chapter 1 and verse 17. God doesn't change because I disappoint him. Are you thankful for that? God loves me just as much because he loves me with an everlasting love. Second, light is active. Irresistible, and it shines in darkness, and darkness is incapable of overcoming it and is forced to retreat. When it gets dark and my dog has to go outside, I got one of those big old lights that I follow him up the hill and down the valley, and darkness never overcomes that light. Long as I've got the light on her, I see her. God is light. And if you and I are saved, there's not a second in our life that God does not see us. It doesn't do us no good to whisper. It doesn't do us no good to go out at night. You're going into a place you shouldn't go. You know what the back door is for, don't you? For people that shouldn't be going there, period. But I'll slip in the back. God sees you. Light is pure. It is incapable of adulteration and suffers no admixture. The Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world, walks among the sons of sons. Can you feel him sometimes? Stronger than other times? There's two ways you feel him. You know you've been sinning, and you wonder when God's going to tap you. And then you're in his will. You can feel him. Don't make a difference what anybody else says. It's about you and God. Our second point is that God's light shines into our hearts of his elect to regenerate them. Our old heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? It's as black can be with our sin. But when the word of God is preached and we accept that word, that light shines and that darkness. The more we hear, the more we believe, the more we obey, the more light. And we depend on him. You know, the Holy Spirit causes the light of God to illuminate his own. You know, in Psalms 36:9, states, for God who commanded his light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the life of the knowledge and the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:6. See, we couldn't see anything. We couldn't comprehend anything unless the light of God shined into our life. That's why we need to walk with him. We need to talk with him. We need to converse. And in that 9th verse of Psalms 36, you know, he said, for with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. You can't see the goodness of God when you're walking in darkness. That's why it's very important that if I get out of the center of God's will, I don't stay there. Because you can get used to the dark. You want me to show you that? Me and a preacher friend was talking yesterday, and he made the statement that I've made, you know, our churches are not what they used to be, you know, because people have got used to the dark. Let me give you a little illustration, apart from the Bible. Each state has got to start doing like some states are and going against all of this federal stuff. How many times have I told this congregation? School board election, nobody cares. I don't have no kids in school. County judge, what's the big deal? State representative, state senator. How did Florida get done what they got done about the voting? The local people. But we carry that over into the churches. You know, churches are such weak. Well, if the church is weak, it's because the members are weak. And besides that, the preacher said, the Lord is coming. What are the use of me getting too involved? Because your witness may save somebody that you love. No. Why did Brother Bill Cubine, an old Southern Baptist preacher in Paris, drive from Paris to the Central Baptist Hospital every day almost to see this old sinner that was laying in bed with infection throughout the body? Because I wasn't just I was a soul. God's light reveals sin in the lives of Christians. When you got things in your life that shouldn't be, you don't want to spend too much time with the preacher or the deacons or the Sunday school teachers or the faithful, because they may start asking you questions. When the light of God shines in your heart, you begin to ask questions. I used to pray every day. I used to read my Bible every day. I used to witness. Do any of y'all get these calls that, you know, people want to sell something, buy something, you know? Spam, I think, is, you know. I hate spam, so I have a hard time believing it's spam. But these calls. You know what a friend of mine does? Every time one of them comes up, he says, are you saved? Do you know Jesus Christ? I bet that one won't call that number again. But we just do, you know, try to find how can I stop getting all these spams? How can I stop getting all? Talk to them. Don't listen to them. As soon as they start talking, if they're not on a recorder, preach the gospel to them. Because God's light reveals sin in the lives of Christians. You wonder why a Christian can sin regularly and it not bother him? They can't. But not everybody that says I'm saved is saved. Not every husband that says, wife, I love you, loves you. Three faults of the Christian and the provision for them are explained in 1 John chapter 1, 6 through 2:2. We read it. Each begins with the phrase, if we say. If we say. 1 John 1:6, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, God said you lie. I believe it's very simple, and I believe it's a fair statement to say we try to spend time with those we love. Now, we can't always do that. We've got work. We've got other responsibilities. But God said, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. What God is saying, if you say you love me and you walk in darkness, you lie. You're lying to me. That's how serious it is. Notice verse 8. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. Verse 10. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar. And His word is not in us. See, if we say and don't do, the reason is we have heard the word, we may have read the word, but we didn't absorb the word. Christian says he has fellowship with the Lord, but walk in darkness. He lies and does not the truth. That's what God says. We're not adding to anything to it. We're not taking anything. We're just simply letting the Word of God say what it says. Notice verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son, cleanses us from all sin. My wife and I had a husband-wife talk one day. When I was home, Mary and Margaret and Bill and Wade and if he all got married off first, you know. But all of them live within 20 miles of Muddy Fords, where I was born and raised. They were not only home every Sunday, most of them came every Wednesday. Now, I don't know about you. I love my family. But you got to have a birthday, be in the hospital or in a wreck before they'll see you. I mean, if one of them came over and, you know, Dora look at me and I look at her, I wonder what happened. Now let's take that about the church. What happened? God says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Truth is not in us. But notice what verse 9 said. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all. If a Christian says he's fellowships with the Lord but walks in darkness, he lies. You know, got to be a special occasion. Well, I wake up every morning and I realize it's God that woke me up. And the reason I woke up, the reason I can still see and walk and think, is because of His love. But I don't want to talk to Him. I mean, I believe if I go home tonight, if God allows me to go home tonight and my wife is still up, you know, and I don't say nothing to her, I just I go to bed. Don't you think she has the right to, what's wrong? What did I do? Jesus, save my unworthy soul. He built a church. He empowered the church. He added me to the church. And some disagree with me on this, but I'll tell you right up front, I really don't pay no never mind on this. I know. When this church is open and you're not providential hindered, you know where you belong. Amen. Not just so I can say, hey, I was at church, but God is here. And you can feel Him, express Him, and it's just, I mean, He's there. Oh, if you don't show up, He doesn't leave you. He doesn't forsake you. But you know, it's just something happened. And nobody knows it but me and you. If a Christian says he has no sin, he deceives himself. And I remember, that's why I love the J.D. Ward, old Black Baptist preacher of Main Street. I took classes under him. He just said, the king has got to come first. And I always loved to hear him preach the service before Martin Luther King Day. That old Black Baptist preacher would say, they get out there and march for a so-called king, and the king will be here tomorrow. And some of them won't show up. Because they did their duty marching. I said that one day, and the person said, well, I doubt if he said that. I said, I'll make you a copy as a tape. He said it because he loved Jesus more than anything else. He was preaching against division long before any of these politicians preached. Christians are cleansed from their sin when they confess them to God. We get a cleansing if we have somebody to listen to us. They ain't listening to you. I would make some people mad, but, you know, I've been married 53 years. I don't always hear my wife. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Sure you do. But you love her. And they very seldom ever hear you. You know why? Because we take our wives for granted. We take our husbands for granted. Mine has been with me for 53 plus years. She'll always be there. We better start loving those that we say we love. And Jesus Christ needs to be first. Before anyone will break with sin, he must desire to be rid of it. Turn to Proverbs 28, verse 13. I know I couldn't finish this tonight, but Proverbs 28, verse 13. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whosoever confesseth and forsaketh shall have mercy. How many times have I sat in my office with somebody and they'll say, but she doesn't know. But he doesn't know. They don't know, but God knows. But God knows. And as we close, and we'll pick up next Wednesday, God makes it very clear. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Now, I have an acquaintance over in, well, he actually lives in Robson County, the next county over. And his wife calls me about every 6 weeks. Because about every 6 weeks, he got to go have a fix, you know. Drinks himself into a stoop. When he finally makes it home, you know, I'll never do that again. I know I've said it before, but I'm never going to do it again. See, we got to do like God said here. He's covering it up with self-pity. He's covering it up with, this is what I need. That's the same thing the dope addict does, guys. Just one more fix. One more, just one more being unfaithful. Just one more time of blowing the paycheck and there's no food in the house for the kid. There's a pattern. And when that pattern is against God's word, you better realize God will deal with you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for this day. And I'm so thankful that when I get out of your way And your Spirit who lives in me works upon my heart, my emotion. There's nothing as important